The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. Me too. I'm doing great.
That's good. You're
thanks
like
for
behind
not asking.
Me. I have to look back to see.
Oh, how... well, this is where you put me.
Yeah, well, I had this up a little bit further, but... I don't know. There's probably a way to get you right up here, but we can do it. We'll fix it.
I don't want you to have
next
to
time.
Twist your neck too much because then you're going to get a headache.
I'm all twisted.
You're prone to them. He's even wearing a shade still because it's a beautiful...
I did, but I had something happen with my shoulder the other day.
Like what?
Which was really weird. I had a violent headache and it was just killing me and it was really bad. And it was locked up. I couldn't get it unlocked. You know how that all happens.
Yeah.
And I was forcing and forcing and forcing and then something tore. It wasn't a pop like the usual
right.
snap back in or something. It was something actually snapped. And I think it was scar tissue. Probably. Either that or it got, you know, put back into its proper location or something. But I'm assuming that it was scar tissue. And that's like, what, 6 years later or something?
Yeah.
And... now, when I lift my arm up to the side, before, like, it's still nothing's perfect, but, and I can't get it, you know, like, all the way straight back like that. But when I lift it now, it's, the shoulder is separated from, like, the trap and everything else. Before, I would get up this high, like, only a little bit, and then everything would move together, right?
Your head, your shoulder.
But it's separated now. So I actually, my shoulder muscle, you can actually see my shoulder muscle again.
So you're going to have to work on that now, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that was really cool. I was terrified when it happened, though.
Terrified.
I did it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. And the first thing I thought was, oh, no, not surgery again or something, because I was really forcing the thing.
Because you wanted it to pop.
Yeah. And pop it did. Something happened.
Well, I guess that's good for you, right?
Babywaveforms.com.
Is there such a thing?
I don't think so.
I want to say that mine are non-existent.
Your what?
My waveforms.
Oh yeah, I know. It's they're pretty small.
They're fetuses, fetus waveforms.
What about your fetuses? You got socks on your fetuses.
Should I have worn my sandals today?
Sadnals.
Before we get into the news segment, I wanted to ask you what you were busy with. Like we didn't do a show last week because you were busy with the film camp at the University of Windsor.
Right, I was. Yeah.
Could maybe fill the listeners in on what that's all about.
Well, the Cinema Arts Film Camp is a program, a summer program at the University of Windsor geared towards young filmmakers and also having them get a first-hand look at Studio 5 at the university and the program that's offered at the university for filmmaking. It's offered to high school students and as well first-year college and university students too. So I was teaching audio post-production.
To snotty kids.
Snotty kids, yeah.
So did you have to use any force?
They were good. No, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. No,
they were good, and they're
into it.
The second week's kids were into filmmaking and stuff. Like they did a lot of their own stuff or for school. You know, some of them are Walkerville students, and they.
All right.
Yeah, so it was pretty neat.
Awesome.
Okay, we're back.
Big JD's all discombobulated. You wanted to play music before the news. That's crazy.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. You're the guy.
You have 1 week off and look what happens.
He's all confused.
Totally forgot about that we did a show even.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so.
What have you got for news?
But you know, I'm doing another show.
Oh, no, I want to know what you were doing.
I totally forgot about that.
Forgot to ask you again.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Ken Ray, macOS Ken yep. does a daily show, scripted daily news show about Apple yep. stuff. And he also does another pretty popular podcast called Mission Log, which is for Star Trek people.
Okay. So Lippo's doing a Star Trek
show. No, I'm just letting you know that he does other something else. And he also has a... the way he gets... This is his day job. And the way he gets paid is through a premium podcast. It's called Day 6. Mm-hmm. And people pay for that. It's like extra content. And it's him talking about a range of stuff. He usually does interviews as well with people in the industry. Mm-hmm. But now he wants to do a show that is... more like a recap of the news, but he's talking like regular conversational right, type sure. stuff. Whereas because his news show is, like I say, it's scripted. And there's also a news magazine that's attached with the Daily Show called iChart. Mm-hmm. And it's an app you can buy on the iTunes store. And so what he's calling this is iChart Radio. So he's not sure that it's going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just privileged. I felt privileged that he asked me to join him and just do like a feasibility type thing. So he's just putting it in his Day 6 feed right now. And he's going to get feedback from those listeners and see if it's...
So what will you be doing specifically?
Him and I just pick specific stories that happened through the week. Like, you know, let's say there was 40 stories he talked about during the week. We'll mm-hmm. take four of them and maybe a couple, like, you know, kicker, like fun human interest type stories. And we'll just talk about them. Because he really wants to talk about the news, but he's Mr. Newscaster guy. But he has a lot of friends who are in the Mac or Apple podcasting realm. And these people, you know, generally are just talking about stuff that's happening, news stories. They don't actually report on the news. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and he says this podcast was born like out of jealousy because he really wants to talk about it, but he has no forum for it.
Right,
So he's asked me to join him.
Cool. So you'll be doing that every week. And how long is the show or how long are you?
It must be 45 minutes. We did the first one. It was over an hour. And it was just too
long. Just the
two of you? Just the two of us.
And
just back and forth.
Yeah, nice. Weekly. So when will you be taping that? Or when will you be?
Fridays. And then it gets released on the weekend, which is his Day 6 regular release thing, which makes sense. You have a digest at the end of the week of the week's news stories, right? So if you missed the whole week, you could catch up on the most important stories right at on the weekend.
That's cool. Look forward to listening to that. And where will we be able to listen to that? When does it start?
That's a good question. Probably we'll do maybe two more of these test pilot shows, I guess you'd call them. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to make the decision whether to bring it forward or not. Because like I say, it's right now, it's in his Day 6 feed, which is the premium podcast.
Right.
People who pay him, it's $10 a month, I think.
And that's where your first one was... it already released in?
Yeah, we did. I recorded one last night, and it's released this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a night owl.
Yep.
He stays up all night and then sleeps during the day kind of guy.
Okay.
So it's fun. And I think he said he missed our podcast. He said, like, you know, I missed listening to Lippo because he had a fun show, and you guys were, you know, into the Apple thing. And
The Easy Mac podcast.
And he says, and then all of a sudden...
I missed that, too.
He says, and all of a sudden you're gone, but you kept showing up at the Macworlds, and I'm thinking he's into it still, but where's the podcast out of Lippo?
And you've delayed your tech show that you were going to do. You didn't actually...
Right. Yeah, so I'm glad he kind of, you know, kicked me in the butt and said, come on, let's do this
and
thing.
And is it all, it's all tech, though, what you're going to be doing?
It's all Apple based.
All Apple based. Okay, good.
News. Yeah, cool.
Obviously.
His area of expertise and his niche, I guess, is the financial end of it.
Mm, okay.
So he talks about what analysts have to say. And I told him, like, that's not me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some little, you know, something to, something other than
the
financial stuff, the fun stuff.
Software and the hardware.
And I keep throwing music references at him. And he's a big music fan.
Yeah.
But I think I just throw him off a little bit. Like, oh, he's talking about music, and this is a tech show kind of thing. Like, you know, So he kind of makes fun of that sort of thing. Like, you know, it's not what he's expecting, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? But because he mentions the Big JD and Lippo show, he goes, oh, it's another episode of the Big JD and Lippo show here. Because I started mentioning MC5 or something. I forget. But, so it's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
So hopefully
that's
really cool. It'll be something, and then I'll let the listeners know.
Give me something to listen to other than Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Okay.
And Coast to Coast AM.
All right. Want to get into some news?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Paul's Place?
I absolutely am.
That's
where you go and jam.
No, that's the Beastie Boys album.
Okay.
Were you a Beastie Boys fan? No, okay. It was like the Ramones kind of.
Beastie Boys?
No, I'm saying it kind of had that underground feel to it.
The Beastie Boys?
Yeah, it was kind of, it was rawer then.
Yeah, it was pretty raw, yeah. Rap, rock kind of thing.
Yeah, so that album is being memorialized 30 years later on the building of Paul's Place, because that album cover.
Is that the one that had the big hit? Was that the one with the rock thing on it or whatever?
No,
or
that was the one with the airplane on it.
Okay.
I'm not even going to remember what that tune is. I know what you're talking about, the hit tune, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember either of them, so.
So you were not a big Beastie Boys fan. But anyway, that building is getting memorialized today. There's a big celebration. There's a guy painting a mural on the building that's in New York at the corner of some street and some street. It used to be called Paul's Boutique is what the name of the store was.
So why being memorialized?
Because it's the anniversary. It was released 30 years ago today.
Okay.
Today being not... The
Not
day
the
people
25th, the 26th, or the 20, I don't know. Yeah, what
think,
is it?
I think it's the 26th.
Is it 26th?
I believe so.
There you go.
So, but that's not when people are going to be listening to this. So if next time you go to New York, ask the dudes to take you to the mural where the Beastie Boys...
You talking to me?
Well, you might be going to New York.
But I'm not going to ask anybody to take me to see the mural.
No, probably. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Have you been to the...
Not to be confused with Muriel, who I know very well in New York. Muriel, that's an old name, huh?
It is. Isn't it? You could probably find a Muriel at
the memorial
at the
Merle
at the Jewish electronics store.
Oh, Muriel B&H. Silverstein.
Is it B&H? Is that what that's called?
B&H, Jane L. B&H is there too, right?
Yeah.
Store. Yeah. I don't know if I don't think I've been to the B&H store there though.
Oh, haven't?
That's somewhere else in New York. I don't think it's in Manhattan.
It's close. Oh no, it's in Manhattan.
B&H.
B and H, yeah.
Yeah, J and H.
J and L.
That's the one I've always been to in New York.
Yeah, it's kind of like on a corner that's
Why have I not gone to B and H, though? J and L actually is closed down now, I think, for like 2 years to redo the whole thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Awesome. Crazy, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, cool. Have you been to the place where they took the Physical Graffiti album?
No.
That picture? I think it's on St. Charles.
Yeah?
It's in Manhattan. That building a lot. It's kind of like
I may have walked by it and not even realized.
You may have.
I didn't know that what it was from, actually.
Right.
I didn't know what the thing that was from.
It was somewhat touched up for the album, but you can tell it's that building for sure.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Do you have a piece of news? Or?
I do have some news. 88 early Jimi Hendrix recordings will be released. And those were with...
Buddy Miles?
Oh, geez, no. The not Buddy Miles. Curtis Knight. Curtis Knight and the Squires, featuring Hendrix during 1965 through 1967.
So he's not singing. It's just his playing, his guitar playing.
Yeah, as far as I know, he's not singing on the material, but that's pretty neat. That's 88 tracks that were never released.
That's pretty crazy.
That's a lot of stuff, actually.
It is. That's interesting.
AC/DC's Phil Rudd releases a lyric video for a solo track. He's got a solo album out, but I hadn't seen anything on that prior. Phil Rudd.
Yeah. Huh. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And I think that sounds like a horror movie.
It does, yeah.
Or
something's
a dog
going on out there. I don't know. Could be some Alfred Hitchcock going on in one of the other studios.
Yeah, that could be.
Johnny Depp jams with Aerosmith in Boston. Aerosmith were joined by actor Johnny Depp for the finale of their show at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts. Is that the name of it? Have you know anything about that theater? Xfinity? Is that how you say that?
I think so, yeah.
I would imagine. Xfinity, or is it Tenfinity?
No, Xfinity. That's the that's a cable company, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
American Cable?
Yeah.
Xfinity?
I believe so.
Huh.
Yep.
And that was on Wednesday of last week. So.
Johnny Depp. Was he ever in a band? A band? Not a popular.
I was going to ask you that. Did we actually talk about him when we did the celebrities music thing?
I don't remember.
I think I want to say we did. But
it's no surprise though, right?
I don't really know.
Very talented gentleman.
Yeah. But why is it no surprise? Just because he's talented? Or is that what you say?
Just knowing him. Like, you know, he's got a pretty wide...
Oh, Lippo knows Johnny Depp now.
Oh, yeah. Me and Johnny are like this. It sounds like a dog got hit or something.
You and Johnny are Depp.
And your voice is Gundy.
No, it's not gone. There's just something stuck in there.
You got some phlegm.
So anyway, do you have any more news? Or
I was going to mention the fact that Kirk Hammett got up with the band Exodus. Are you familiar with Exodus?
Oh, I am, yes. From way back.
In way the back, 80s, metal days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was in that band before he joined Metallica. I'm trying to think who the guitar player was.
I don't remember Mustaine.
Yeah, before he replaced Mustaine. Kirk was in Exodus. And my buddy Michael Butler, who has the Rock and Roll Geek Show, mm-hmm. probably one of the longest running music podcasts out there, he was the bass player in Exodus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he wasn't in the version that Kirk came up and jammed a couple tunes with him at a show last night.
That's pretty neat.
That's very cool. Imagine jamming with Kirk after all those years. That's as cool
as the guy I did the interview with, Dave Richey, in one of the shows recently.
Who oh, was, right. Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Played and hung out a little bit with the band Exciter, big Canadian metal band mm-hmm. back in the day, and mm-hmm. also Annihilator, which was a really big metal band too back in the day, Canadian. Which is interesting, and he's in Windsor, so.
Dave Richey?
Richey.
Richey. Dave Richey.
Richey. So, you want to play some music?
Let's play some music.
Okay, let's do that.
What do you got, bro?
Password Pirate. And following the theme of today's show, which we'll be getting into shortly,
after
this song,
sure,
is music piracy.
Can't wait.
So, that's a huge topic. And this is the band Saga.
Saga, another Canadian band.
Yep, Password Pirate from Steel Umbrellas on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Make your information mine.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about music piracy on the show today.
Have you ever pirated a song, Big
Never.
JD?
Never.
Okay, I have. I have to admit, I have.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff out there that is not readily available, either on iTunes or your local music store, which reminds me, you just went to the States to get the Smokin' Popes CDs.
Not the Duval, yeah.
The Duval guy.
Yeah, the main Smokin' Popes guy's other band. It's actually a Christian band, but it's just like Smokin' Popes. It's exact. And in fact, I don't even know that you would know any of the songs were Christian, really. And like, you know what I mean? A lot of it you'd think is about a girl or something. You
right.
know, like,
but it's about God.
But yeah. But it's really cool.
Well, that's interesting. It's religious. And the band was called Smoking Popes. Pope being very religious.
Yeah. So this band was... he wanted to do this religious thing because what he wanted to do didn't fit in with, you know, later on in the Smoking Popes. And so he did this. And one of his... There was the Smoking Popes is three brothers and a drummer. So two of them were in that band Duval for a while. I don't know if right away or not, but on some of that stuff, there's a couple of the brothers or whatever. And I don't know a huge amount about them. I remember reading about it at one time and then, you know, I don't know what, sidetrack, forgot about it, whatever. And then I came across it again and I'm like, wow, I'd like to get this stuff. So I bought CDs off Amazon. It was the easiest place to get all of them, you know, rather right. than like iTunes or someplace.
Sure.
Try and download them. You know, Amazon.com to download stuff is pretty good. You can find a lot of stuff, but .com I can't download in Canada.
Right. So you had to have these CDs.
So I purchased the CDs.
And you had them shipped to the States anyway.
And I had them shipped to the US, yeah.
Because it's just cheaper.
Yep.
As opposed to having them shipped across the border. So you're just a big Smokin' Popes fan.
I am a big Smokin' Popes fan, yeah.
Do we have any?
Not lined up today, no.
I'm just kidding.
In the future, possibly.
I'm sorry, you said something, one of my favorite bands, is that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. Except they lost the original drummer. So now would I go see the Smoking Popes? I don't know.
It's like you know Papa Roach.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
When they lose that guy, man. And he's not like, I don't know, man. It's just an originality thing.
Sure.
And how good these original drummers were compared to who's replaced them. It's just not the same for me. You know what I mean? But the band is, you know, same guys, same singer, same, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's
really that cool sound stuff. Is what defined who they were when you first heard them. And that drummer is part of that.
Yeah, yeah, and how cool and how good they were, yeah.
So when they get a new
drummer. In fact, I want to say, now I can't remember, but I think the original drummer is on the DVD, actually, the live DVD that they have out, which I have. It's really cool.
Smokin' Popes have a live DVD out. Yeah. And when was that recorded?
Oh, years ago.
Well, yeah.
I don't know exactly. 2008 maybe or something.
Okay, not that long
2006
ago.
Or something. I don't know.
Because they've been around for...
quite a while. I can't remember when the first CD or two came out or where they had a big hit, I'm going to say, in, I can't even guess what year it was. That one, I Need You Around, played a lot on 89X.
Yep. Probably, I'm going to say early 90s.
Yeah, maybe 99, something like
that. That's late 90s.
99, 2000 maybe.
Oh, really?
It could have been earlier. Oh, no, it's got to be earlier than that because it was when I was dating Lana.
Yeah.
Which was started in, I don't know when either, 95?
Is that right? Yeah.
I don't know. We celebrated our 15th anniversary like recently.
So let's do the math, everybody.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
15th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. 19 years together.
19. So 20 years ago from now is 1994.
20 years ago today.
So 95, yeah, right.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. It might have been mid-90s maybe.
Okay.
Cool band though. Smoking Popes.
Back to music piracy.
Yes.
Total rat hole. There we went down. So you've never...
No, never.
...pirated...
No, of course I have. I mean, especially... but it's always public domain, royalty-free. No.
You're kidding.
I'm all for the try before you buy program.
I would say it's probably one of the biggest revolutionary changes in the industry that changed things altogether as far as the way that acts... make money, and as
Absolutely.
Far as the way they record their music, and it used to be like a privileged thing to get a record deal, and then you got to go into a studio.
Yeah, those things are few and far between now, the way that happens.
I know, and it's a good thing in a way, because now we break it down, we break everything down to its most simplest, you know,
thing. I've got a cousin that he was a former Marine. And I like to see him again sometimes. It's been a long time, but he always used to say the whole thing boils down. And it was this big thing about everything.
Well, you see, the whole thing boils down.
It's like at the end of the day, kind
you
of
said
thing.
It all. What breaks down to something? Did you see what I did for you, by the way?
Yes, you glued my Heil insignia back on my PR40. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's all just... set for your new show.
Can't wait till we do promo shots and I'll have my Heil.
Are you guys going to do promos?
No.
Like
no.
we do?
I can't imagine. Okay. Even though I'd like to go see him.
Mm-hmm. Where is he?
At Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Shuffle off to Buffalo. And it's funny.
Buffalo, USA.
Buffalo, New York, United States of America. Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned the Boils Down. I kind of, and I talked about that exact same thing. I made joke about boiling stuff down.
Okay.
And I goes, well, if you didn't boil tree sap down, we wouldn't have maple syrup.
Ooh, what would life be without maple syrup?
Exactly.
That's a whole other weekly show.
Then we started talking about rendering, and it was just like, oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
Rendering bacon.
Thought about something great, though.
Oh, did you?
Food show.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do a food show?
Well, I don't know. I just thought about me and you eating maple syrup on video.
That would be awesome.
Doing all kinds of things. Wrestling naked and maple syrup.
Awesome.
And melted marshmallow.
And feathers.
Yeah, tarred and feathered. Feathered.
Syruped and feathered.
We're not saying we're Jesus or anything.
Jesus. You say that
wasn't
well.
Wasn't he tarred and feathered?
No, he wasn't. I think he was crucified.
Stoned.
He was stoned. Crucified. He was never stoned. Yeah.
He was probably always stoned. I bet everybody smoked stuff back then. Didn't matter who you were. It was natural.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Not that it's not natural now, I guess. It's
no,
natural
of course
stuff
not.
They smoke, right?
Absolutely.
Is there anything synthetic that is smoked these days?
Crack.
Is it synthetic?
I mean, I believe it is, yeah.
Or is it natural?
I don't
Coke think... from a plant.
Well,
it comes from a plant.
Yeah, but crack is a derivative of cocaine. Yeah,
right. Okay.
There's some chemical that's added to it. I'm pretty sure. Right. Yeah, to make it smokable, if I'm not mistaken.
That's chemical, isn't it?
Methadone.
It's been a while since I've had that, but from what I recall,
it's pretty synthetic. Had a chemically flavor to it.
By the way, I'm 80 pounds now. My weight's climbing up. Back to the music piracy. In my defense, the software piracy, I was talking about music software primarily, okay. Which is what I use. But go on. So music piracy, yeah.
There was a huge, speaking of Kirk Hammett, it was Lars Ulrich who really was one of the proponents of shutting down Napster, which of course was one of the first sharing type stuff where you could pirate music. It was peer-to-peer, though.
You think a lot of people were against him for doing that and hated him for that more so than...
I think so. I think a lot of people, self-righteous people, were thinking, this guy's got millions and millions of dollars. How can he be saying something? You know, he's made his money kind of thing. You know, why is he... You know, there's tons of metal bands out there, heavy bands that aren't making as much money as him, who I'd rather pay them than, I'm going to go steal their music just out of spite.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could say back and forth, but the reality of it, I think, is that, music, it's unfortunate that it's pirated.
Yeah, these people who want to make a living being musicians,
really
I know a few people in the city right here, they're musicians by trade. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean they're selling music or anything, but they're musicians, and that's what they do. They either give lessons, do shows and stuff, but as far as being a musician...
And even for them, I mean, a local musician that gives music lessons where... any musician can find all that on the internet these days.
Yeah,
I mean, they're lucky to have students, really. You know, people that want to come in and learn from somebody.
A lot of that has to do with kids just coming in and say, I want to learn, this song, this riff or whatever. And then there's just kids who are just passionate about playing guitar and they want to know specific techniques and specific things that they can do to get better at whatever, pull-offs or bar chords or whatever, or if you're a piano teacher, stuff like that. They want to know specific stuff that they don't have to sit down in front of they want some feedback.
Yeah.
So they're paying for that feedback, whatever it is, $15 for half an hour or whatever.
Which is a good thing. If you can take live lessons, take them.
For sure. You want to play some more music?
I absolutely want to play some more music.
All right, let's listen to Tara Watts, who I happened to have the pleasure of seeing last weekend at the Sprucewood Winery. And I believe she's there tomorrow as well. And this is from her Pale Moon CD, and this is called Good Old Soul.
Gentle old soul, bottle of beer. Sat on his stool to warm up his hands. Nobody knew was there. Sat in a place that he thought he'd be safe. Then he started using his words. Realized to his demise, all were distracted by appearances. Step she should take. Sat by her side and looked in her eyes and said sorry for what he would say. She drove home alone, her lover is gone. Wish he'd had something to say. Not a word was to be heard. Does she want to live this way?
Performer Tara Watts, and now we slide into some old Uriah Heep.
I used to do this tune in a TaylorMade.
I did too at some point way, way, way back, and have a recording of it with a real bad singer too.
I have a recording of ours with a really good singer. It's actually a video.
Oh, okay.
But this
transfer that to MP3 so we can use it on the shows.
M4V.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
Take me across the water, 'cause I need some. Done the ranch of Dota, and I sure did hurt his pride. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah. Well, there's 100 miles of desert lies between his heart and mine. I don't need no food, no water, no, 'cause I'm running out of time. Fights and killing, wine and women, gonna put me to my grave. Running, hiding, losing, crying, nothing left to say.
Steel and I should have been buying the perfect music piracy theme show music.
Yep, stealing when you should have been buying.
I think a lot of people don't see music piracy as stealing. That's the issue. It's and just you, freely available. How am I stealing it?
For the most part, too, when you think of music piracy, well, that is it specifically, music, songs and stuff like that. But in that industry, in the music industry, I mean, pirating shirts and things like that, concerts, you know, at concerts, and people still do that? Because that was a big thing, too.
Concert shirt knockoffs, you mean?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, people selling pirated shirts out front that were not part of the, you know, that the band was not getting
official any merch.
Yeah.
And they usually sell them for like 10 bucks.
Scalpers. And tickets too, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah. I remember going to the Roger Waters show, whatever that was, and there was a guy out there in the parking lot after the show on the very perimeter of the parking lot. Like, you know what I mean? Not too close to the building.
Sure.
Holding up the shirts.
Really I got high. The coolest Aussie shirt, but go on.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to say I got an Aussie shirt too.
Like, Masonic Temple. Aussie with Randy Rhodes and Motorhead, but there was a scalper out front with the coolest Aussie shirts. And it was a really cool what was on the shirt, but the shirt was already, it looked like it was like stretched and like the bottom was on an angle. And it, you know what I mean? It was quality shirt, you know? But it was cool, man.
Yeah, it was the kind of shirts that you could wear once and then you got to hang it up on a wall or something because they weren't really meant for the washing machine.
But it was vibrantly colored and everything and really cool. Like,
yeah.
I forget what was on it exactly, but Aussie and something to do with maybe the first Blizzard of Oz cover or something. I don't know.
I saw that tour twice. Saw it once at Cobo and then once at DT Pine Knob at the time.
The first Blizzard of Oz? Or the second?
Yeah, Ozzy with
Diary of a Madman.
No, Diary of a Madman, that was Jakey Wilde.
No. Diary of a Madman was him too.
Randy Rhoads?
Yeah.
No.
The first two albums were Randy Rhoads.
But that wasn't Diary of a Madman then, was it?
Yeah. After that was Bark of the Moon.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking, Bark of
Jakey
the Moon.
Jakey Lee.
Yeah, Jakey Lee.
And then on with the other Jake. Or whatever his name was. Yeah, what's his name there?
From, the Night Ranger guy.
No. Oh, yeah. That was just for that live album, Speak of the Devil or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But then he got the dude that was with him or still with him.
Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde, yeah. I don't know why I want to call him Jake sometimes.
I don't know either. But good tour.
Yeah. So that was Blizzard of Oz, though?
It was Blizzard of Oz because it had the castles in the back.
Okay, yeah, the castles. When I saw him with castles, I think, I don't know if what he had in the back for the Blizzard of Oz tour that I saw, but I know the other one had castles, and I saw that at Joe Louis, was the second album with Randy Rhoads. But the first one was really early when he, right after the release of his album, he came to the Masonic Temple in Detroit, which is a pretty small place, right?
It's awesome.
With Motorhead, and there might have been another band, I don't know.
Great venue, actually.
Yeah, it was
really so cool. They were touring
front row,
for the Diary of a Madman when Randy died. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I from what I recall, I think maybe they were still on tour, yeah, but
they
he definitely was on tour for that album with them.
Yeah. Yeah, he got woken up out of his tour bus by the guy who was
flying. That's right, yeah, it was on the bus.
The guy was high on coke. No sleep. Let's go for a plane ride. Sounds like
can't
fun.
Imagine what Randy Rhoads would be doing right now.
You always like to think about what the dudes who...
Yeah, what they would be doing now.
The Hendrix,
especially. He's one that really comes to mind. All the ones that have passed away. Would they be doing now? Kind of music would they be doing? Would they look like now?
Yeah, that'd be
You know what I mean? Like the different... Like somebody that you would be wondering about that is... that I think I would be wondering about is Eric Clapton. And look at the difference in Eric Clapton now, right? Like his music, his playing, his style, his look from
sure.
old Cream days, right? If
oh,
he would
yeah.
have died in Cream, you'd be wondering, like, wow, what he would he be doing now?
Right, and because he went through a lot of different looks.
Yeah, I guess the different looks and
very well planned out look. He's you know he's got someone who's running his business, right? He just I had a piece of news about Eric Clapton, and he just did and he just finished recording an album called "Call Me the Breeze," an appreciation of J.J. Cale.
Okay,
do you know who J.J. Cale is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wrote. He was a lot of other people. Recorded his music, but he also had his own recording career. It was pretty decent. I got turned on to him by a guy who's no longer with us as well, Jay Bondy. Shout out to Jay Bondy. He turned me on to J.J. Cale. I would have never known. He wrote Cocaine as well, which Eric Clapton did as well. I don't think that one's on the CD, but if you pre-order the CD, you get the single Call Me the Breeze for free right now, right away.
Didn't he write Call Me the Breeze?
J.J. Cale did, yeah.
Yeah.
So John Mayer's on there, Mark Knopfler, Tom Petty, and his wife, J.J. Cale's wife. I guess she was part of the band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Don White was also, I believe he was the bass player in J.J. Cale's band, too. I'll definitely be picking that up, and I won't pirate it.
There you go.
Because the money goes to his estate, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they could use the money.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Some more music.
For sure.
You're No Good.
You're No Good. This is, of course, is the Linda Ronstadt recorded version of this song. And I don't think she wrote this song either, but I'm not positive. But who does this else?
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but Van Halen does
it. Yeah, they do a version of this.
Second album, too, which is a pretty cool album.
And it was the first song on the album, wasn't it not?
No,
that's King's tune.
Yeah, something like that. Nice. I don't know if it was the first one.
Nice bass notes.
So, yeah, You're No Good, Linda Ronstadt.
To town, and all I want to do is find out where you are, near or far. I've got to get to you. Send for that girl.
me. I've got to find that girl, so help me on my way. Must not delay, I've got to get to her. Not delay, I've got to get to her.
Now, that's kind of an interesting song. Send for That Girl by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. And that was with Deep Purple's Nick Simper on bass, who was an early Deep Purple bass player from the first few Deep Purple albums.
Really?
Yeah. That's... Shades of Deep Purple, Book of Taliesin, and the first Deep Purple record.
Deep Purple.
Called Deep Purple. I believe.
So where'd he go?
Or actually, it's not even the first one. It's like the second or third one was called Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, I think you're right, yeah. And how did Roger Glover get in and this dude leave? Do you know? Do you know the history?
Oh, I don't know how these guys left, but they went. That was their, through the career of Deep Purple, they it was bass players and singers, right?
Oh, so right. Then because Glenn Hughes came in and
this
left
guy, Nick Simper on bass and Rod Evans. Roger Evans? No, Rod Evans was a singer. And then after that was, I think at some point we talked about Rod Evans doing his version of the Deep Purple band at some point and them going through some kind of lawsuit thing or whatever because he was claiming to be the Deep Purple band.
The Deep Purple.
And so anyway, then it was Gillan and Glover.
Yep.
And then Coverdale and...
Glenn Hughes.
Yeah.
Yep. Crazy band.
Yeah.
And now that, and basically now it's back to the middle. The one that
I don't know
produced the most hits.
Yeah, but Morris is in there now. But who's playing? Gillan's back.
Gillan and Hughes.
And Hughes still in there too?
Ian Pace. And
okay, yeah, yeah.
It's that middle Deep Purple
haven't kept up that
machine head lineup, I guess you would call it, right? The smoke and water thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to some music piracy talk. We're just about running out of time here. So any last thoughts on music piracy and...
Don't do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't really.
Get your music. What would you suggest? Amazon, if you want the actual physical CDs.
Well,
cluttering up
first,
your...
Honestly, first I'd suggest if you can buy locally, buy locally.
Oh, really? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a good point.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the best thing that you could do for everybody involved, I think.
Yeah, if you live in Windsor, go to Dr. Disc. Stay away from HMV.
There's a boycott going on here.
Well, I'm just saying that's as local and you know, it actually helps a guy who pays taxes
HMV
here.
HMV is a conglomerate.
Yeah, they're owned by some English company.
Yeah?
UK.
So let's put them out of business.
Well, I'm not trying to put anybody out of business. Yeah, I'm just saying. And odds are HMV isn't going to have the same selection as Dr. Disc. Dr. Disc is pretty good.
Yeah, not necessarily. But they could order anything you want, too. So, I mean, Dr. Disc, if you wanted something in particular, they could order it. But then, yeah. If you're looking for something that's hard to find or that they can't get, I suppose Amazon is a pretty good, you know, there's a lot of different places that you could check. iTunes, you could check Amazon. Well, iTunes, you're not going to buy a physical CD from, though, if you want to actually order a CD. If you want to download iTunes, can you buy a CD from iTunes?
No. I'm just saying, Amazon is the place to go for that.
For either one, actually, yeah. Canadian Amazon, can you actually download even at all?
No downloading yet.
They yet. Haven't. It's been, Amazon's been around for 8 billion years. Well, know, you could download in the U.S. for years now.
I know. It's the same as iTunes stupid. Radio and Spotify and all this. It's the Canadian record companies are holding everything up. You know how much money they could have been made by now?
Sure. And the worst part about it, too, is that when you have Amazon Prime and you have access to the watch movies and everything, like I have all that, but I can't do any of it because I'm in Canada and my account is with American Amazon.
Right. But do you use a VPN at all? Ever?
I don't. No. I should ask you about that again at some point.
The best thing to do is really is to pay for one. Yeah. You know, you pay like $6 a month or something. Especially if you're doing a lot of that type of stuff.
And it just gives you an American...
IP address, yeah. That is always the same. You know, you're paying for it, and so it's there. It's rock solid.
Because usually, usually you find that you got to change them all the time.
Right, you don't want to do that.
It's a real monkeying around.
Yeah, monkeying around. So for $6 a month, if you do a lot of that kind of thing, if you really would like to get American Netflix, Amazon Prime downloading, or even the Google one, you can upload all your music to Google, and they'll also allow you to stream your music down to your devices in your computer as well.
Well, Tinnito's good for that anyway. You can just connect to your own stuff.
If you have the stuff locally on a hard drive at your whatever place you want
to. Well, you just said you have to upload to Google too, right?
No, they. Or do they have. Yeah. Oh, maybe you might. Google might have to be an uploader thing, whereas iTunes doesn't do that. They just see what you got.
They just match. They have everything already. So that's the end of this week's show, I guess. And what do we have on tap next weekend? Weekend. Sunday, yeah.
When the show is dropped on Sunday?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
That's its alleged day.
Allegedly, it's going to drop on that day. Did we talk about anything today? How about something that you're really good at? Software for creating music.
Oh, we should talk about that. Yeah. That's great for everybody.
Yeah.
GarageBand, Audacity, free software to make music with.
Yeah.
Record. Okay. So that's what it is next week. What's the show called?
You pick it. You're the expert.
Oh, geez.
Expert, textbook.
I don't know. Music recording? Okay. Music making? And podcasting?
We should offer a class at St. Clair College for that.
We should see if they actually have a class for that, because I think that, I don't know whatever happened with that. I mean, instructors eventually were teaching podcasting as part of their, I mean, I think podcasting is part of their communications
program,
journalism thing or whatever, but... Specifically? Yeah. So I don't know. I'll look into that though. Just in case.
Okay. So next we're going to be talking about making music, recording, and all the technical stuff, because we got an expert in the house. But we're going to...
Who are you bringing
in? Bringing in Big JD!
Okay. So we're going to leave you with a song that Lippo has on.
It's called Gimme Some, and this is a song by Tom Lockwood. He wrote with Dan Taylor, who is the singer in Tres Cojones and King Friday.
Can you sing it on here?
Dan is singing on here.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was part of a compilation CD called Legionnaire's Disease. Mm-hmm. It was never really released. I think it was just a local Chatham-Kent sort of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a song called Give Me Some by Dan Taylor and the Tom Lockwood Band.
All right. We'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.